Weekdays and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is appeasing some critics who've demanded the release of the Epstein files, giving a directive to make public a portion of grand jury testimony in the case of the late sex offender. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
He's asked the Attorney General to release the information. I'm certain that she will. And everybody can make their own decisions about that.
Get your health insurance through Obamacare. The president's budget bill is expected to take a toll. Medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
On average, premiums are expected to jump 15% in 2026. That's the biggest increase since 2018.
The cost of beef is going up. CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
Government data shows the cost of ground beef spiked almost 12% in June compared to the year before, while steak shot up 8%.
The USDA reports the current cattle herd population is at its lowest since 1951. Some farmers blame drought and a lack of grass for grazing. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin grows more cranberries than anywhere else in the U.S., producing over 60% of the nation's supply. Do you know why that is? Central Wisconsin is cranberry country, where once an ancient lake covered the very heart of the state. Mary Brazu Brown of Glacial Lake Cranberries in Wisconsin Rapids showed me the low-lying area on a topographic map.
Here we are right in the middle of the state, but you can see that this area, pretty well defined, was old Glacial Lake, Wisconsin.
The Glacial Lake was about 150 feet deep during the last glacial period. Brazu Brown explained the lake formed when the Wisconsin River was dammed up by rock and rubble near what is now Wisconsin Dells.
As these waters had melted, all of this water was being held back by the Baraboo Range, which, according to their historical marker, is among the oldest visible physical features on Earth.
Wow.
Let that sink in for a minute.
Baraboo quartzite formations date back approximately 1.6 to 1.7 billion years ago, landing the formation in the top five oldest visible features, along with locations in Canada, Australia, and South Africa. Brazu Brown explained how the violent release of this glacial lake not only carved out the dells, but also created the perfect cranberry growing conditions.
But after the lake drained, what was left was this area that very flat, high water table, acid conditions, lots of sand, because it was the bottom of the lake.
In the late 1800s, property owners in the area soon gave up trying to drain a swamp, instead choosing to cultivate the native cranberries they found growing wild.
Now this township is made up of 14 cranberry growers. Most of the marshes are over 100 years old.
Glacial Lake Cranberries continues the practice of sustainable agriculture. This fall will mark the 152nd commercial cranberry harvest on their marshes. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A gorgeous looking Friday with plenty of sunshine. Great day to be outside with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing mainly after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. A lingering shower or storm Saturday morning, otherwise partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at 97.5 FM WFHR. Your host, James Behind the Mic. I am joined today by CEO of Your United Way of Southwood Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band together.
Friday.
On a Friday. It feels good. Feels old school. Feels like how we used to do this around here. We're going to have some fun today. We've got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming right up for you. We'll also get into our star of the day with our good friends from Culver's. We'll do that after our news and sports break. A little bit later in the show, Terry and I are going to get into a fun one here. The percentage of Americans that enjoy humid weather. Right
not
up
it.
Right up Terry's alley. We will get into that. We got entertainment news to get into on the in the 10 o'clock hour. Some breaking news that happened late last night involving late night TV. I want to get into that. Got Christina Applegate. I want to talk about her a little bit. She's got a memoir coming up. And we'll get into some other fun stuff. A little bit later is, where is this one? Yeah, the most popular time to eat ice cream, Terry. We have the most popular time to eat ice cream. Nice. We have the scientific.
I think any time.
There is no bad time. There is no bad time. That's a yes, absolutely.
We're not going to talk about Coldplay? The Coldplay concert?
I would love to have an opportunity to find that's
come on.
I was trying to find a way to wiggle that into the show. Thank you. Gotta love working with you.
Although you can't even look at social media right now because it is like every other post.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, we'll get to our stuff. We got to talk on this. Because I just saw the video late last night. I had not seen it early on.
Oh my gosh.
There is a Coldplay concert that happens, and I guess during these shows, Chris Martin serenades different couples in the crowd, and the cameraman will find a couple that's together. It's a Coldplay concert, so it's got to be all couples, I would think. Anyway, so it can't be that hard finding a couple, I would imagine. This cameraman finds a couple, and the man is standing behind the woman with his arms around her.
They're definitely embracing. Yes,
and they're in the moment, and they are very much in tune with the moment, and then the camera goes on them, and they're okay for a second, and then they realize the camera's on them, and she turns a beat of red that I have seen very few times in my life and turns away from the camera while he tries to do that like kind of like elevator thing where you slowly slide down like when you're standing by a window. He does not disappear though. And apparently because social media is what social media is, they're all over these people and they found out who they are, and he's the CEO somewhere, and they were having an affair.
She's his employee too.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
I mean, like, she's a director. Like, she's his director of HR, whatever the funky term, you know, people or whatever. Yes. And I just thought it was the best so far. I mean, there's more to come, right? But joke about it I saw was Coldplay hasn't had a single in however many years, but last night they had two. Like, it was fabulous.
Oh, that's hilarious. I am not a great, I'm like everybody else trying to balance this. You know, these are real people. You don't want to hurt anybody. You don't, we're all trying to have fun here. At the same time, there's a line in the sand, I feel, with these things.
Well, if you're going to be that dumb.
And if you're going to be the, yes, exactly. I mean, if you're, first off, shouldn't be doing it. Shouldn't be doing it. I'm not going to feel sorry for people cheating on people. Like, I got a lot of empathy. I'm over-empathetic. Not in this situation. I don't feel bad for him at all.
I also think this is the most, like, unified media has been in, like, 20 years. Everyone is covering this story.
Let's be honest. We kind of needed this. As a society, we kind of needed this. We kind of something to bring us all together.
Everyone's covering the exact same thing. There's no, like, spin on it, there it is on video.
USA.
I mean, he's supposedly worth like over $1 billion. So,
He'll be fine. He'll
good
be
on
fine.
His wife.
Yeah, I doubt he even cares. I
hope she takes him to the cleaners, honestly.
Oh, yeah. She's, I want to be the attorney for her. How easy is that job?
I don't even think she needs one, does she? Really?
No, just represent herself. other good things coming up for you a little bit later. We got some fun stuff. But we like to start off and kind of bookend our show with an update with our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. And Terry, it is getting to be closer and closer to go time for so much. One of the biggest events you guys really run, and really two events in Stuff the Desk, Stuff the Bus, and some of that. Let's get into registration real quick again, because we're getting into the last weeks of that.
Yes. So if you... your child qualifies for free and reduced lunch. They also qualify for free school supplies through our Stuff the Bus, Stuff the Desk event. So the deadline is August 1st. So you have 2 weeks from today to get registered, to be registered. At the end of the day, August 1st, the registration closes and will not reopen. This is for all students in Southwood County. So, you know, Rudolph, Port Edwards, Nacoosa, Vesper, Wisconsin Rapids, that have a need for supplies. You must pre-register. This is not a walk-in kind of event, because we need to know, you know, what we need to leverage, how many backpacks we need to buy, how many folders and notebooks and all of those types of things. So you register by visiting our website, uwswac.org. This is where you go. It's the first banner that pops up when you open the website.
Can't miss it.
Click on it. We need information on your students. We actually had a call earlier this week saying, well, I don't want to give you my kids information. And it's like, well, we're not selling it. We want to know if we should pack a third grade backpack or an eighth grade backpack, right? So so we do need information on your students. There is a form that you fill out. If you need assistance with this, you can call 211 between 8 and 5 Monday through Friday, and they can fill out the form with you over the phone, which is not a problem. You pick your time slot of when you will pick up. This is a drive-through style distribution that happens on August 15th and 16th. The distribution goes from 3 until 6 on Friday, from 8 until 10 on Saturday morning. The 3 to 3:30 slot on Friday is already full. So we can only handle so many cars in a 30-minute period. So the nice thing, though, when you register is you select of the available time slots, which is the most convenient for you. So, again, we're kind of getting down to the wire. I mean, 2 weeks sounds like a long time, but this opened on May 1st. So, I mean, we're wrapping up 3 months of registration.
Yeah, two weeks in summer is 2 days, really.
So we really just encourage you, if you qualify, that you get this done, because we're not taking calls. I mean, we'll take the call, but we're not adding you on August, what's the next business day, August 4th, because we just don't have the ability to do that. When we close the registration, we need to start ordering supplies. What we don't expect to receive through Stuff the Bus, which is the other side of this, is we do rely on the community to help us leverage these school supplies. We have written some grants and gotten some dollars. The Green Bay Packer Foundation has supported this effort for this school year. So, we do have some funds, but we are always accepting additional funds. And then also there is a wide variety of businesses that are collection points, including right here, WFHR, where you can stop by and drop off school supplies. We are hosting Lunch by the River on August 7th. And this is when we collect all the supplies, inventory them, order what we don't have. So, we really just encourage you to... the next time you're shopping in the next 3 weeks to grab a few folders, grab a few notebooks. Items that we most need are notebooks, folders, plain colors only, no patterns or designs. We need both wide-ruled and narrow-ruled or college-ruled notebooks. We need markers. We need backpacks. We need scissors. Colored pencils. These are the items that are most needed. If you've already purchased something else, I'm not saying don't bring it. We will still take it. We will still use it. But these are just the most needed items so that we can make sure that all kids get a really good start. If you are registering your child to receive supplies, there is a list on the website of what you will receive from Stuff the Bus. So the cool thing is you have time to, buy the other things that we don't have the capacity to provide. So it is actually listed. If you have a third grader, this is what your third grader will get. Okay. If your teacher's list has three more things on it, that'll be your responsibility. But we will do the backpack and whatever is on that list. So, we just encourage people to do what they can. And if you don't want to shop, you're sick of shopping, you don't like shopping, a monetary donation of any size will help us, and we'll do the shopping on your behalf.
The United Way gives us an opportunity all the time, and maybe no more than this one, to impact the future and to really make a change for people and do some good for people. And it doesn't necessarily take all day or everything out of you to do. It takes simple things like the items that Terry mentioned that you can donate to this cause and be a part of it and know that you're impacting in the future. I speak on this every year, and I try not to overdo it, but I cannot express enough how the gratitude I have over the years and years and the amount of supplies that have been taken in and how many kids have been benefited by these. I wish this was around when I was a kid. My mom and dad worked their tails off and did everything they could to make sure I had all the supplies. A lot of the times we were just moving to a location when I started school. Sometimes I started school maybe a week later than most kids did. And I don't ever remember starting a school year from 1 year ever having all my supplies. It was one of those things that while I could have would have helped me focus a little bit more, would have been more prepared for school, of course. It wasn't just that. It was the knowing that the classmates around around me all had all their stuff, and overthinking about that when I should be thinking about my times tables, or being distracted by other things. It doesn't seem, especially if you haven't gone through this, I don't think that we can really put into words how much this means for a kid to be, okay, I got the same stuff as the kid next to me and the kid in the desk next to me. And not only does that mean that they have all the tools that they need to have a good school year and to learn and grow, but they fit in that much more. And as a kid, if we forget this more and more the older we get, how valuable that is. It's almost as valuable as a number two pencil, to be able to just one less thing that doesn't make me, you know, look different or stand out in a negative way. This goes so much farther than we can really put in the words. Those monetary donations, those looking into this and getting the items, okay, what do they need? Finding that out and dropping them off at any of these great locations. 4U Adult Day Service, Anytime Fitness in Wisconsin Rapids, Associated Bank, D&L Recreation, First English Lutheran Church, Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, Paper City Savings Bank, Roush Companies LLC, Southwood County YMCA, St. John's Episcopal Church, St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church and School, Town of Rome, Wood County Clerk Office, the United Way, of course, and right here at WFHR WIRI. I mentioned all of these businesses. I know you can look them up online. They all deserve a shout out. They all deserve a shout out on air for doing this. We appreciate every one of you who has already donated and will donate. You can find out more by going to the United Way's website, uwswac.org. Be sure to head on over there, bookmark that page if you haven't done so already, and get to their Facebook page. You can also help promote what they're doing over there by sharing their posts and your page. You never know who might see them otherwise. We'll wrap up with some United Way talk too as well, Terry. But it's a Friday. We're giving away a bunch of tickets.
Oh, a whole bunch.
Bunch of tickets. We're giving away Brewer tickets during the show today, and then during Playmakers today, we're going to be giving away Rafter tickets. We've got Culver's to give away in a little bit. I don't know. I don't know if Pam and Laura want to make sure the kitchen sink is down, because I may try to give that away. I'm in a mood. I want to give stuff away. And we're excited to be partnering with the Milwaukee Brewers and being able to give away, having our free ticket Fridays going on. It's your chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets. It's happening every Friday throughout the summer, and all you got to do is have that Civic Media app handy. You got it? All right, ready? Well, just it's right there. Just okay, you found it. Good. All right, so you got the Civic Media app handy. Go ahead and text us the keyword park. P-A-R-K. Text that to us. Get your chance to win tickets to see the Brewers taking on Chicago on Monday, July 28th. It's a wonderful game to be able to take in, especially as the second half is kicking in for baseball. What team would you rather play to kick off the second half than Chicago? I mean, and getting to go to Milwaukee in that beautiful stadium to see it, and all you got to do is Texas Park. That's it. Texas to keyword park and get a chance to win that 4-pack of Brewers tickets. Again, a shout out to the Brewers for that. We appreciate it. We'll be getting that word out there a whole bunch in the next 2 hours. Park is the word that we will be getting out there. P-A-R-K, text it to us, everybody. And stick around, because we've got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner here at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Does construction make you hungry? Sitting in the hot vehicle waiting to get through the next block or to be taken way out on a countryside detour? Maybe this summer you can turn that struggle into a new experience with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Cruise in for real Mexican dishes, homemade pies, and friendly faces. Relax in air-conditioned comfort and explore something new with El Cafe the next time you're stuck in central Wisconsin road construction. Put a little fiesta back into your day and drown the construction stress away.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around in the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A gorgeous looking Friday with plenty of sunshine. Great day to be outside with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing mainly after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. A lingering shower or storm Saturday morning, otherwise partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Currently, it's 62.
You know what time it is. It's birthday and anniversary time with our good friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Keep in mind, everybody, they're going to be open till 8 tonight serving that beautiful fish fry over there that they got that's getting more and more popular over there. Check that out. Check out some of the great menus. There's not a bad time to get on over there to El Cafe. Enjoy yourself. And as we got the State Water Ski Show tournament in town, might have people asking you, where's a good place to eat? I highly recommend El Cafe to everybody. Get that news out there to them. And, of course, get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. You can email us info@WFHR.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and that Civic Media app that you texted the word park to us earlier to win those Brewer tickets. You can pull that up and go ahead and text us or call us in through that as well with your birthdays and anniversaries. We appreciate y'all doing that. Thank you so much. Terry, I apologize. We got 3 days of work you got to do here. I'm sorry. Geez. Need a one or a two?
Two.
All right, gives us that one. And another one or a two.
One.
All right, gives us that one. And one more, one or two.
One.
All right, there we go.
Catch
thank
what
you
I
very
did there?
Much.
2-1-1?
Yeah, nicely done. Very nicely done. Keep 2-1-1 2-1-1 in mind, everybody, for any questions, any needs you might have from the United Way. Nicely done. Taking a look at our list, we first up want to wish a happy birthday to Carrie Dredger.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Carrie's awesome. Carrie is, you might have seen her on either the CWAC or WRCT stages. She's done a lot of acting around here. Really awesome person. We appreciate you, Carrie. Enjoy your day. Have a good one. And our qualifiers for today, celebrating their 61st anniversary, Doug and Barb Kasten.
Oh, happy anniversary.
61. That's amazing, you guys. Happy anniversary. That's awesome. Taking a look at Saturday birthdays. First up, want to wish a very happy 50th golden anniversary to Richard and Nancy Cook.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, you two. You qualify along with Margaret Young. Margaret Young also qualifies.
Happy birthday.
I'm putting both of them in. A 50th anniversary. Margaret is the actual qualifier. I am putting others in.
All right. All right.
It's a golden anniversary. We can't not put them in there. Richard and Nancy, you're going in. And a happy 50th to you, too. Enjoy all weekend long. Also on Saturday, want to wish a happy birthday to Civic Media's own David Highland. David's awesome. Wishing you a good day, Dave.
Happy birthday.
And on Sunday, we wish a very happy birthday to Kaylee Keene.
Enjoy happy birthday,
day,
Kaylee.
The good one. And also celebrating a birthday, our qualifier, Richard Cook.
Happy birthday, Richard.
Enjoy the day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. Thanks so much to everybody who got us these birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Our favorite part of the day. Keep on celebrating and brag to all your friends and family and strangers.
Wait, is that Richard that has the anniversary? The day
yes,
before?
It is. Yes, it is. I didn't catch that. Yeah. Nicely done. Yeah. Yeah, that's a
wow.
Very smart on you guys to have that. I don't know whose idea that was or if it was an idea or it just happened, but if it was you know what? He'll never forget if it's right next to his birthday. I mean, how is he going to eat?
Except it's
forget.
The day before.
Yeah.
Maybe it should have been the day after.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, that's awesome.
Happy anniversary, you guys, and happy birthday, Rich. Taking a look at who you share your birthdays and anniversaries with for today. Kristen Bell is 45, has had a wonderful career and just keeps going.
I like her.
She started in Veronica Mars. She was the narrator on Gossip Girl, but she was in The Good Place, and I think that really put her on a different level. And of course, she is Elsa's sister Anna in the Frozen movie.
She's also on something on Netflix right now, like Nobody Wants This or Something.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
Yeah, it is pretty. I've only seen the first episode, but it looked really good. I like her comedic timing is really good. She was on a TV show, Party Down, that she was really good on, too. I think it was like one of her first roles. Vin Diesel is 58.
Wow.
I mean,
I think he was always 58.
It feels a little like that, especially since he hasn't really aged looks-wise or anything like that. Better actor than I think most people might realize. First, he's done a really good job with voice acting and getting into a lot of that. He has a movie that Sidney Pollack did back in the day where he plays an actual real mobster, put on some weight. He has hair for it and everything, and did a really good job. He's I'm not saying he's Oscar caliber or anything like that, but he's way above average as far as an actor goes. You don't really get to see that in the movies he does. There's not a whole lot of range you got to do when you're taking a car to the moon, more power to him. And we need action stars. We don't have many of them. He's one of the younger ones, and he's 58. Glenn Powell's going to be working a lot, everybody. He's going to be working a lot. Let's see here. Ricky Skaggs is 71, Country Music Hall of Fame inductee. Ricky taught himself to play the mandolin at the age of 3.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's super cool.
It's an amazing career for him. Martha Reeves is 84 of Martha and the Vandellas. Heatwave, Dancing in the Streets, so many great ones. And, of course, we play some good stuff every once in a while of hers. Joe Torre is 85. Those that watched the All-Star game just saw the former Yankees and Dodgers manager and all-around class act. He was at the most recent All-Star game, and it was good to see him. It looks good. James Brolin is 85, Barbara Streisand's husband. He was in a number of different movies back in the day, and of course, Josh Brolin's dad. And then some people no longer with us, and just an interesting list right here, and all amazing human beings. Nelson Mandela, born on this day in 1918, passed away in 2013, former South African president, international hero, and inspiration, I think, is just as strong as hero for him, all of the above. And another huge inspiration, especially for us here in the States, John Glenn, born on this day in 1921, the first U.S. astronaut to orbit the moon. In 98, Senator Glenn also became the oldest person ever launched into space at 77. He held the record until William Shatner broke it at 90, but I believe that Senator Glenn still holds the record. It is not taking anything against William Shatner, but there was a big difference between what Senator Glenn did in 98 and what William Shatner did. There's a big difference. And I wanted to make sure that line in the sand is well known. There's a difference of going to atmosphere and actually touching the moon twice. Yeah. Your feet were on the moon twice. He deserves that respect. I don't think it's fair to put him and William Shatner in the same breath when it comes. Shatner didn't even leave the plane. Like, come on. Like, I mean, and one of my biggest influences, especially writing-wise, Hunter S. Thompson, born on this day in 1937. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. A lot of great writing, a lot of great journalism. Gonzo journalism, of course. If you are looking for something that is not too crazy of Hunter's, I think The Rum Diary really shows, it's one of his earlier books, but it shows his actual writing prowess. Not some of the stuff that happened towards late in his life and everything like that. I mean, the actual journalist and what it was like when we had journalists. And it felt like we had them falling off of trees. He's got tons of journalists and everything. And that ain't the case anymore. And he was one of the greats. And let's see here, taking a look at Saturday birthdays. Benedict Cumberbatch is 49. I think I can make an argument, maybe the best actor in the game today. It's either him or Meryl Streep. Like, though, it's one of those two for me.
I recognize his name, but tell me what he...
He is Doctor Strange in the Marvel Universe. He is Khan in Star Trek, Sherlock Holmes on Sherlock.
Okay.
He is just an incredible, incredible actor. And he is such a good actor, he can go by the name Benedict Cumberbatch. Like, that's how good of an actor. And I say that jokingly.
If you had it, why wouldn't you use it?
But as somebody who's been asked by almost every agent I have to change my name, I can't imagine what they said to him. And he stuck to it, and it's worked for him. Let's see here. Brian May is 78, Queen's lead guitar player and one of her main songwriters, legendary guitar player, also PhD in astrophysics.
Isn't that crazy?
It's just amazing. And the soundtrack for Flash. Flash Gordon. Got to mention the soundtrack for Flash Gordon that they did. Gotta love that soundtrack. And Samuel Colt would be celebrating a birthday on Saturday. Born in 1814, passed away in 1862. And let's see here, a quick look at Sunday birthdays. Ray Allen is 50 on Sunday. Former NBA star, of course, Milwaukee Buck, NBA champion with the Miami Heat, and one of the greatest shots – you know, you look at guys like Steph Curry, Reggie Miller, certain guys that shoot the three, that can shoot the long ball, and they've all got that, like, it's mechanical. Their arm is always in the same position. Ray Allen, very similar to that, but also didn't need it. Like, just could shoot from anywhere on the court. And I don't know many people that I saw. Like, I don't know, he was the most stylish shooter, but just an assassin out there. You never felt like a lead was safe if you were playing against Ray Allen. Like, a Hall of Famer, I think. Sandra Oh is 54 on Sunday. Dr. Christine Yang on Grey's Anatomy and has done a lot of other great work. She's good. Mm-hmm. I like her.
I like her too.
Josh Holloway is 56. Sawyer on Lost. Was in Colony and a couple of other shows too. Good actor. I like him as well. Let's see here. Also celebrating a birthday on Sunday, the great Carlos Santana. 78 for Carlos Santana. My favorite guitar player of all time. Oye Como Va, I mean, there's a number, Semba Petai, there's a couple of songs I think you can listen to of his, but oddly, I didn't realize this, his biggest hit was Smooth with the guy from Matchbox 20.
Oh.
That was his biggest hit. I thought that was a little surprising, but I guess at the same time, it was a little more poppy of a hit and everything, but that album Supernaturally had was so cool to see. I don't know if it was when we were in high school or right out of high school, but it was somewhere around there, I feel like it happened. And just to see him have that kind of second act where younger people started, like, oh, this is Carlos Santana. Oh, that's an amazing guitar player right there. It was pretty cool. Kim Carnes is 80 on Sunday. Betty Davis Eyes. Mm. That song still holds up. That song still holds up. If you're going to have one song that you're really known for, that's a pretty good one. And Chris Cornell would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday. Gone Way Too Song, soon. Brilliant songwriter, singer, Soundgarden, Audioslave, Temple of the Dog, had a great solo career. Chris Cornell does a version of Ave Maria. This is the second time I've referenced that song this week. It's beautiful. Like, he's got, he has one of the most unique voices. I don't think was really appreciated.
Check that out.
He's good. And Natalie Wood would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday, born in 1938. Fantastic actress. Everybody celebrating birthdays and anniversaries out there, we wish you great ones. Enjoy, celebrate all weekend long, and celebrate with our friends at El Cafe. Terry and I will be back with the Culver Star of the Day right after this break on the morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Statewide protests took place yesterday on a national day of action called Good Trouble Lives On. Congressman and civil rights leader John Lewis coined the term good trouble or necessary trouble, saying Rosa Parks inspired him and others to nonviolent activism in opposition to civil rights violations. One attendee at the protest in Wisconsin Rapids said John Lewis's actions are inspiration for what people need to do now.
I was very inspired by John Lewis, his story, how he kept getting back up. Was beaten pretty badly a number of times, and the stamina and the determination are just inspiring, and now it's time we do it.
Blake Olison spoke about how encouraging it was to see the turnout at this protest, considering the demographics in the area.
So I was really glad to see so many people come out and speak up against the human rights violations of the Trump administration and make some good trouble, as John Lewis would have called it. We had about 100 people come out today, which is phenomenal for a town of 18,000 that usually runs pretty red. So I was really excited to be here and be with people with like minds.
According to the organization's website, around 40 protests took place in Wisconsin on the fifth anniversary of the death of Congressman John Lewis. The website GoodTroubleLivesOn.org stated, "Trump is trying to divide us, but we know the power of coming together." The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing some safe camping tips with residents in case of severe weather. DNR officials say the state parks and wildlife areas don't have the staff necessary to communicate critical weather information with thousands of campers. They recommend bringing a weather radio in case you're in an area with poor cell service, and be sure to let someone know where you're going and when you plan to return. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The second half of the baseball season getting underway as the Brewers open a three-game series on the road against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester from Milwaukee against the Dodgers' Tyler Glasnow. At the start of the season, manager Pat Murphy was struggling to find starting pitchers. Now he's got Freddy Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers catcher Eric Haas.
Yeah, I was joking with Murph about that, you know, to where we were to start, or we're just looking for innings anywhere we could find them. And we had a lot of young guys come up and throw some very meaningful and really good innings for us. And getting these guys back, we kind of planned to be in the clubhouse in the first place. You know, they haven't broken stride. They've joined us, and they've done nothing but put up zeros for us. They're a big factor with why we're winning.
NBA Damian Lillard agreeing to a three-year contract to return to Portland in a deal worth $42 million. He'll be joined by Drew Holiday, who the Bucks traded away 2 years ago to bring Lillard to Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In 2009, Joaquin Phoenix acted really strange on an episode of The Late Show with David Letterman. The Gladiator actor appeared on the same stage in the same theater on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Tuesday and discussed his Letterman appearance, saying he deeply regretted it. During his previous Late Show appearance, Phoenix says he was parodying a character he was playing in a film that was about to be released at the time called I'm Still Here, a mockumentary about Phoenix leaving acting to become a hip-hop artist. Phoenix wore a dark suit and sunglasses and said little. He told Colbert he was hoping Dave would lacerate him after informing the Late Show staff that was how he was going to appear for the interview. In hindsight, it was a disaster. The Oscar-winning Phoenix called the interview and the entire experience a disaster and uncomfortable. I remember that night, and he's putting it mildly. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, we can't read a poker face. Deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is from 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A gorgeous looking Friday with plenty of sunshine. Great day to be outside with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing mainly after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. A lingering shower or storm Saturday morning, otherwise partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Currently, it's 62.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. If you haven't won anything in 30 days and you get this, you think you know the answer, call on up 715-424-2600, or you can call us through the Civic Media app. You know that one where you texted us the word park to win those Brewer tickets?
And you sent us birthdays?
Yes, that one. Go ahead and pull it up and go ahead and call us in with your answer for the star of the day with our friends from Culver's. You win a adult meal and a kid's meal from our great friends over there at Culver's. Get ready to call up. Let us know, 715-424-2600 or the Civic Media app. What TV show is this? Yeah. You guys are good. Let's see if we got ourselves an answer. Good morning. What's your answer?
That 70s Show set in Wisconsin, of all places.
Nice job.
Nicely done. We got to, of course, make this official. Let's do that right now. There we go. Who do we have on the phone with us?
It's Timothy today.
Timothy, thank you so much for listening and playing along. We appreciate that. Did you watch the show?
Oh, yeah. Great show.
It's a fun show.
See the Wisconsin references.
Yeah. It was not only a great show in that regard, but you got Cheap Trick doing the theme song, which I was a big fan of course. And we're doing this because Kurtwood Smith celebrated the birthday a couple of days ago. We wanted to celebrate him. Of course, Red, the dad on the show. Sir, do you agree with me? Good cast, great actors. A lot of them have gone off to do great things. That the show was made by the parents. I'm sorry, but they were the best part of the show to me.
Yeah, they were the straight man, I guess you call
him. Yeah, he was Kurtwood Smith, just a fantastic actor. For those that don't know, apparently on set, a prankster. Like, just it was just when the camera was rolling that he was just red and just very angry and straight faced. Apparently, he was more of a goof off than the kids were at times on the show, and just a really fun actor to work with. Great actor, great character actor for a very long time. Wanted to celebrate him and, of course, Wisconsin with that one. Thanks so much for listening, Timothy. We appreciate you hanging a line. Oh, actually, I think we have your information. We know. You can come on by and pick this up, all right?
Thank you.
You have a good weekend, sir. And be listening next Friday for another opportunity to win some free Culvers from our great friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Wherever you got a Culvers, you got a business that puts back into their community. We appreciate them. Get some Culvers in your life, everybody. And get on over there today and be listening next Friday for another opportunity to be our next star of the day. That was fun, Terry. Did you watch the show?
No.
I wasn't sure if you knew that one or not. I wasn't sure. I didn't think so. I didn't think that was. I think the last time we did this, I may have done this show with you and asked you the same very question. I didn't think that yet. Go ahead and enjoy everybody me listening next Friday for another chance to be our star of the day. We'll be back with more show coming up right here, the morning show at WFHR.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition. From newspaper to radio.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A gorgeous looking Friday with plenty of sunshine. Great day to be outside with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing mainly after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. A lingering shower or storm Saturday morning, otherwise partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio, 97.5 on your radio dial, or you're streaming us. Thank you so much for listening. Terry and James hanging out with you. We're going to get into some fun in the next hour. In 10 o'clock hour, got some entertainment news. Want to talk about the CBS, the late show on CBS, the news about that. Got some information from Christina Applegate. She's got a memoir I want to touch on. Get into our newsletter. What's new on your small screen, your big screen? All of that coming up. And a little bit later in the 10 o'clock hour, the most popular time to eat ice cream. Yes, we'll get into that.
Every time.
All of those things coming up for everybody. But the one thing that makes a hot summer day unbearable is high humidity. But not all of us agree on that. I would think most people would agree on it, but not everybody does. A new poll for summer found a decent number of Americans actually enjoy humid weather. Over 25,000 people were asked, how do you feel about high humidity? And not surprisingly, most of us not big fans. 77% feel miserable in humid weather, including 48% who said that they hate it. Another 16% claimed that they don't care either way. About 5% said that they like humid weather, and another 2% love it.
I thought you were going to say they didn't know.
I wouldn't be. Is it? I mean, you know what? I would have accepted that almost more than they love it. I have a hard time believing that. Even when the forecast looks hot, 7% of Americans, or 1 in 14, are hoping it feels even hotter than they're expecting. And I generally, look, this is a safe place, no judgment here, but please call up or text in if you're one of those people, because I want to know what you're looking forward to. I wish the article would have went a little bit farther. You can find it at YouGov.org. I would like to know what it is that they like about that, because I like warm weather, but I don't. I'm like these 77% of people that I don't want humid weather. I'm not looking to melt.
Feel sweaty.
I like a little bit of a warmer temp. I don't mind that, but I'm not looking to turn into ice cream myself. I want to eat ice cream. I don't want to turn into it. Famously, longtime listeners will know Terry. This is her least favorite time of year, and you cannot stand this type of weather. Yeah. But what I don't know if I've ever asked the follow up question on that. What it is exactly you don't like about it. I don't like my clothes sticking to me. I hate that feeling. I hate getting into a hot car.
Yeah, I just don't like to be hot.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Yesterday, well, same for this morning, but like yesterday, I went out to water my plants in the morning, and it was 52 degrees. I'm like, this is fabulous. It was just like a nice crispy fall morning. I don't know. I just don't like being hot.
Yesterday was a perfect day for like outdoor activity, like playing sports. When I was a kid, it was a day we looked forward to so much. We tried to get as much sports as we could in. It was a good day to be outside, maybe work in the yard, some of those things. So I'm with you. It was a perfect day for weather yesterday. But at the same time, yeah, I don't know. I would have thought that most people would be pretty on. I'm a little surprised that there's so many people that are okay with this type of weather.
You know, I do know people, though, that don't mind the humidity, but you have to wonder, like, if they lived in the midst, like, New Orleans, you know, would they feel different? I mean, I know you adapt and adjust, and then there's the whole theory of dry heat. To me, hot is hot. Like, I don't know.
I 100% I hear you, and I get what you're saying about getting used to things we do. I mentioned that before about myself and everything, but I wonder, like, because just a handful of people I've known that have lived in, like, Arizona. It doesn't seem like they ever get used to it. And that is a little bit the extreme heat. I feel like people get used to the colder temperatures quicker than they do, like, ever get used to hotter weather. I don't know. At least it seems like it. Maybe not.
Well, you can always put on more layers. You can only take off so much.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's a good way to put it. Yeah. A couple of other quick stories I wanted to touch on. This one I thought was interesting. Wildlife officials in Connecticut said a mother bear and four cubs broke into a home, raided the pantry, and left before police arrived. No word on if Goldilocks showed up or not.
She had four cubs?
Four cubs.
Holy cow.
So, to be fair, got a big family to feed here.
I mean, all right. That must be a good pantry. Maybe she, like, you know, cases out the neighborhood to see what bags are, what grocery bags are being carried in.
You and I have been working together for maybe too long for your sake, because that's exactly where my mind went. Like, how do they smell the particular food?
Well, how do they pick that house?
How do they pick that one house?
Easy access. I mean, maybe they just had a door they knew they could open.
Trying a couple of doors, like a lot of petty thieves. They're just trying doors,
maybe.
See which one worked. The Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection said the four bears entered a home in Bandor Hills Road Saturday by breaking through a screen door into the basement. So maybe you're right there, Terry. Maybe it was just a matter of which door was the most easiest to access. Authorities said that there were residents inside the home at the time of the incident, but they escaped the home without injury. Police searched the area but were unable to locate the family of bears. I think it's just as wild. Usually these stories involve of nobody at home. So the fact that they were home, I feel like whoever the first person was that knew the bears were in the house, everybody else, it took them a beat. It had to have, like, look, we got to get out. There's four bears in the house.
It's like, wait, what?
All right, yeah, let me guess. They tried some porridge, and they didn't like it. And no, seriously, there are bears in the house. And they're like, yeah, I don't.
Well, and you can't just shut your door, right? Because they clearly can get through the doors.
That's a great point. You can't really lock yourself in a room or anything like that. I don't know about that one. I don't know. I do feel like that's something that would happen to me. But I would be the one trying to tell my dad and my mom, hey, there's bears in the house. And my father, my mother would probably be up and out. My dad, it would take him until he actually saw the bear. Like, oh, yeah, right, Jimmy. Oh, Mike Singletary's in the house. Is that what you tell? No, real bears, father. Real. Because I've called him dad my whole life. If I say father, that's when he usually realizes I'm being serious.
Like, snap out of it? Yeah.
Even then, I think he'd be like, just keep on messing with me. Oh, Dick over there, Jimmy. I'm not talking about that, man. Just listen to me. There are actual bears in the home. And then there's these stories, and we come across these kind of stories from quite a bit, Terry. We love to cover Guinness World Records around here. It's a fun one that we have on the morning show. But one of the things that when we come across these ones, I always have one major question. Where do you put everything? A Spanish woman who has been collecting egg cups for over 50 years earned Guinness World Record when her collection was tallied at 15,485 items. She has over 15,000 egg cups. So they tallied up the collection and found it is the
yeah,
world
where do you
record.
Keep them?
Yes.
Do you display them or do you just like keep a stack?
Fuster's collection includes multiple patterns, collections, and many for everything, including a Superman cup to a Betty Boop cup. She maintains two blogs related to her hobby, one to catalog each piece and one with a list of names of people. And some of the most prized cups of this collection are included at local museums even. So, like, these are kind of old. But there's no word in the article. I read two different articles on this, and there's no word of where she keeps these things.
That's a lot.
It's a specific thing. Egg cups. I have to be honest. I don't know exactly what an egg cup is. How that differs from a regular cup. If it's just the size, does it literally hold an egg? I don't know. And I didn't bother to look it up. I'll be honest with everybody. I only have so much bandwidth. I'm gonna be honest. I look up a lot of these things. And I double check and triple check information. I got an interview with Testin later.
But, like, do we need to care?
No. I mean, honestly. I was sitting there and I'm about to Google her and I was like, you know what? Nah, I'm all right. I got other things to do. But whatever an egg bowl is, or a cup, I should say, I can't imagine that they just, you know, they're an easy place to keep.
Could you imagine if she had just like every single wall of her house was like curio cabinets, you know, and it was just all these little cups?
And I say this with love and respect. I genuinely mean that, even though when usually people say that, it comes with something really negative afterwards.
But
usually these people live with somebody else. Like almost maybe. Like 9 out of 10 times they live with somebody else. And I'm always a little surprised by that, just because, not because somebody else could live with this or put up with it or whatever. I've been in love. Anybody who's been in love knows what it's like to put up with somebody else's imperfections to you or whatever. They're part of what makes us love each other and all that. I'm more so like, where's the space? Like, did you have the space
maybe
for another
person?
Maybe
she has a huge home.
I mean,
you know, and I guess if it brings her joy. I always think what's sad, though, is, you know, this is her hobby, and that's all good, right? Mm-hmm. She's doing the blog, that kind of thing. But, like, no one's going to want these.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, 100%. Yeah.
You know?
For every, like, 3 or 4 somebody may want to keep, there's going to be 100,000 some that are just, I don't know what they'll do with them. I don't know where they go. And there's one other part of this, too, that I think from time to time, and it doesn't always hit me this way, but every once in a while, like, I kind of wish I loved something like that. I don't know that there's any one.
I get it.
I mean, I love The Simpsons, but I have no interest in having the world record for Simpsons items. Like, I have no interest in that. I can't think of any one thing that I would want to collect. Or, like, my mom used to collect, matchbooks and stuff. When she traveled more with her family and everything, she was a military kid, so they moved around a lot. And she stopped doing that a while ago. She collects Coca-Cola things, but even that she kind of stopped doing after a while. And even those things she wasn't really that passionate about. It was more so, I'm a mom, I have 3 kids that are asking me every Mother's Day and every birthday what to get me. Coca-Cola things. It just kind of shut us up real quick. I don't know, I can't think of any one item. Do you have anything you would collect? You would keep?
I used to have like a snowman collection, you know, decoration snowman, but most of those I've weeded through, you know, over the years. I guess there's been different things. I used to have a lot of pigs, like little, but I'm not talking about a wall full on shelves, like in different areas. But also I'm a little choosy about them. You know what I mean? Like, so by saying that, my desire is not that every person that knows me gives me a
pig.
But then sometimes it is funny, because sometimes I'll get one as a gift and I'm like, oh my goodness, that's so funny, you know. But just in general, I would say no. Or if I do have a small collection of something, I'm not looking for it to be times 10.
I'm 100% with you on this. I like
to collect like gift cards for a massage or stuff like that.
There you go. Yeah, I like to collect gift cards. That's a great one. Yes. I'm a gift card collector. That's perfect. Well done. My brother and sister always got me penguin stuff. And I'd never really thought much about it. They knew I love penguins, and that's it. But after a couple of years of that, it gets pretty old, and you're like, all right, that's enough with that. Well, I find out all these years later, they were doing it because they had no idea what to get me or what to do for me. I'm like, well, ask me. Like, I'm not that hard of a person to shop for, especially back then. I don't have much. Like, I feel like I'm a pretty easy person to shop for. Apparently to them, it was very difficult, and they had no idea. They still don't. They're still getting me penguin things. I don't know. To each their own. I think that if you're into collecting things, that's cool. But I'd like to know what you collect. 715-424-2600. What are you all collecting out there? What are your favorite things to collect? Or are you, you know, if you could collect something, what would you collect? I think that's another fun question, too. I'd love to hear from you. What Carrie and I said with, like, gift cards or things. You know what? I'd love to collect money.
I mean,
it seems like
cold hard cash.
Seems like a pretty good, you know,
Benjamins, only Benjamins,
gold, diamonds, right? Yes, I'm a collector of nice shiny things, you know, rubies.
Something
I'll take.
That I have is some enamelware, so that's like those white like the old pots and pans and stuff, but they almost all have some kind of sentimental, you know, like some pieces were my husband's mother's, some pieces were, so I have some of those like collected that. Up but just in general stuff, I have stuff I need to purge.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. The thing that I think of when I think of things I'd like to collect, I immediately think of, oh, I have a lot of stuff. Or I think about, and not trying to be morbid or anything, but we've lost a lot of people in my family lately, so the thoughts just pop up, and I've had the conversation with my mom and dad about how much stuff they have. And I don't even have a chance to think about my own stuff. I'm thinking about that. And my father has so much wood, so many wood pieces that he has nothing he's going to do. They're just sitting there in like the rafters in the garage. I'm like, Dad, what are we doing with this piece here? You never know. You never know.
Like 2x4? fours?
Yeah, I mean, 2x4s, 3x4s, 3x1s.
So not like,
I mean,
fire, not like firewood, like,
no, no,
like lumber.
Like lumber, like pieces of wood that you just, like, if, like,
you should make a fort.
Anybody out there, if you're looking, my dad has got the hookup. My dad, I know a guy.
I think you should build a fort.
It's my dad. I mean, maybe, maybe. Actually, it might be kind of fun to do that.
Just get it all down and see what you can make out of it.
Well,
because it's random, I'm sure. Just pieces.
He wants to build a wooden fence. They've always wanted to have a wooden fence on their property, and this is the summer. We've been talking about actually doing it and everything. I'm like, Dad, we don't need to, we got all the wood we need.
Just a decorative fence, just, or like an actual privacy fence?
An actual kind of privacy kind of fence. I'm like, well, let's, why waste money on, we'll just have like a Frankenstein fence.
I was just going to say, it's going to be like, yeah, all, it's just all over fragmented.
The place, all kinds of pieces of wood. At least we use the wood, at least. I don't know. I wanted to get that word out there for everybody that is looking to win some Brewer tickets. Every Friday throughout the whole summer, right through August, we're doing this, where we're going to give you a chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets. And all you have to do, you don't have to know a secret password or scan a QR code or anything like that. You just pull up the Civic Media app and you text us the keyword. Like for today, it's PARK, P-A-R-K. Text that keyword to us, everybody, and get in on the winning. A big thank you to everybody who has already texted that word to us this morning. My phone's been blowing up with your texts. Keep it up. PARK, text it to us through the Civic Media app and get a chance to win that 4-pack of Brewer tickets to see the Brewers take on the Cubs on Monday, July 28th. Get those tickets, everybody. And treat everybody well that's coming to town this weekend. We got the biggest water ski show in the world going on this weekend. The, I believe, 59th? Yeah, 59th annual. Wow, next year will be 60.
Yeah, when I got to the office this morning, the hotel across the street, boy, lots of boats in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. It's fun to see.
Sunrise to sundown. This is going to be going on at beautiful Red Sands Beach. Enjoy, everybody. And again, we got a lot of people, visitors coming to town this weekend. Treat them good. Make them want to come back next year and for other great events that we have around here. Enjoy the State Water Ski Show Tournament. Of course, be observant of the restricted areas. All you swimmers and boaters and fishers out there, be safe and have fun. We'll be back with more show right here.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is raging over a published report claiming he wrote a bawdy birthday note to the late Jeffrey Epstein 20 years ago. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The president is threatening to sue the Wall Street Journal and owner Rupert Murdoch. In a new social media post, he says he even looks forward to getting Murdoch to testify in the lawsuit.
The president's directed the attorney general to request permission from a judge to release a portion of grand jury testimony from the sex offender trial. President's expected to sign a bill into law clawing back $9 billion in foreign aid and funding for public broadcasting. CBS's Torian Small.
This is headed to the president's desk. They had until today to pass this. They just met that deadline.
Data compiled for the New York Times shows prescription denials by private insurers in the U.S. jumped 25% between 2016 and 23. Experts say coverage requests for new weight loss injectables may have played a part. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah.